Chapter 8 Quadrilaterals Module 2 Children, here we will just go through the statements of the theorems which we learnt in Module 1 of this chapter. And we will also try to solve some of the problems from Exercise 8.1. My dear children, here are the statements of the theorems, and I would like you to read them aloud with me. Theorem 8.1. A diagonal of a parallelogram divides it into two congruent triangles. Theorem 8.2. In a parallelogram, opposite sides are equal. Theorem 8.3. If each pair of opposite sides of a quadrilateral is equal, then it is a parallelogram. Theorem 8.4. In a parallelogram, opposite angles are equal. Theorem 8.5. If in a quadrilateral, each pair of opposite angles is equal, then it is a parallelogram. Theorem 8.6. The diagonals of a parallelogram bisect each other. Theorem 8.7. If the diagonals of a quadrilateral bisect each other, then it is a parallelogram. Theorem 8.8. A quadrilateral is a parallelogram if a pair of opposite sides is equal and parallel. We are going to use these theorems to solve the problems in Exercise 8.1. Exercise 8.1. Question 1. The angles of a quadrilateral are in the ratio 3:5:9:13. Find all the angles of the quadrilateral. Now this can be proved in two ways, children. Either you use the angle sum property, add all the angles, take x as the common factor, equate it to 360 degree and get the value of x, and then multiply this x with 3, 5, 9 and 13, you will get the corresponding angles. The other way of doing is using ratio method. Now here the ratio given is 3:5:9:13. So therefore the total parts in which the angle 360 degree, the sum 360 degree is divided is 3 + 5 + 9 + 13 = 30. That means this 360 degree is divided into 30 equal parts. And we know that the total sum of the angles of a quadrilateral is 360 degree. So the first angle is 3 parts out of the total parts 30 of 360 degree. You can see in the slide, we do it in this way, 3/30 × 360 degree. When you do, we get 36 degree. The second angle is 5 parts out of the total. So that means it will become 5/30 × 360 degree, and we get 60 degree. Third angle, 9 parts out of the total 30 parts of 360 degree. So that means it will become 9/30 × 360 degree, and we get, after the calculation and cancellation, 108 degree. Fourth angle is equal to 13 parts out of 30 × 360 degree, and we get 156 degree. So therefore the angles are angle 1 36 degree, angle 2 60 degree, angle 3 108 degree, angle 4 156 degree. Question 2. If the diagonals of a parallelogram are equal, then show that
it is a rectangle. So for this we will draw a parallelogram and draw the diagonals. We name the parallelogram as ABCD. The diagonals are AC and BD. We take the two triangles, triangle ADC and triangle BCD. In these two triangles, AD is equal to BC because they are the opposite sides of a parallelogram, and we know that opposite sides of a parallelogram are equal. DC is equal to CD, common side for both the triangles. AC is equal to BD, that is given to us in the question. It is said that the diagonals of the parallelogram are equal. Therefore, triangle ADC is congruent to triangle BCD by SSS congruent rule. Therefore, angle ADC is equal to angle BCD, corresponding parts of congruent triangles. We mark this as 1. AD is parallel to BC and DC is the transversal. Therefore, angle ADC plus angle BCD is equal to 180 degree. They are co-interior angles, and we know that the adjacent angles in a parallelogram or the co-interior angles are supplementary. In equation 1, we had told that angle ADC is equal to angle BCD. So in this equation, in place of angle BCD, we can substitute angle ADC. So we get angle ADC plus angle ADC equal to 180 degree. So 2 times angle ADC is equal to 180 degree. Therefore, angle ADC equal to 180 degree divided by 2, and that is equal to 90 degree. So what have we got? We have got that in parallelogram ABCD, one of the angles is 90 degree, and that is the definition of rectangle. Therefore, parallelogram ABCD is a rectangle. Question 3. Show that if the diagonals of a quadrilateral bisect each other at right angles, then it is a rhombus. For this, we will draw a quadrilateral with diagonals perpendicular bisector of each other. So I have drawn here quadrilateral ABCD. AC and BD are the diagonals bisecting each other at right angles. In triangle AOB and triangle COD, AO is equal to BO, BO is equal to DO. For both the statements, the reason is the diagonals are bisecting each other, which is given to us in the question. Angle AOB equal to angle COD, vertically opposite angles. Therefore, triangle AOB is congruent to triangle COD by SAS axiom. Therefore, angle BAO is equal to angle DCO because the corresponding parts of congruent triangles are equal. We mark this as 1. Further, we get AB is equal to CD. again CPCT, we mark it as 2. When we see the first statement, they are alternate interior angles. Angle BAO equal to angle DCO, we are getting here that alternate interior angles are equal. Therefore, AB is parallel to CD. And we are also getting here AB is equal to CD. So, one pair of opposite sides are parallel and equal. Therefore, the quadrilateral ABCD is a parallelogram. Therefore, we get AD equal to BC. The other pair of opposite sides is also equal. We mark this as statement 3. Next, we will be proving the congruence between the adjacent triangles, that is triangle AOB and triangle AOD. AO is equal to AO, common side. BO is equal to DO, that is given to us. Angle AOB is equal to angle AOD, equal to 90 degree, that is also given to us. Therefore, triangle AOB is congruent to triangle AOD by SAS axiom. Therefore, AB is equal to AD CPCT. We mark that as 4. So, from the third statement and the fourth statement, we get AB is equal to BC is equal to CD is equal to DA. Therefore, a parallelogram with all the sides equal and the diagonals perpendicular bisector of each other, then it is a rhombus. Question 4. Show that the diagonals of a square are equal and bisect each other at right angles. Now here, children, we have to prove three things. That is, in a square, we have to prove that the diagonals bisect each other. Second thing, we have to prove that the diagonals are equal to each other. And third thing, we have to prove that the diagonals intersect each other at right angles. Given, square ABCD such that its diagonals AC and BD intersect at O, as seen in the figure. To prove, AC is equal to BD. For this, we will take the two triangles ABC and triangle BAD. AB is equal to BA, common side. BC is equal to AD, opposite sides of the square. We know that all the sides of a square are equal. Angle ABC is equal to angle BAD, equal to 90 degree. Angles of a square are right angles. Therefore, triangle ABC is congruent to triangle BAD by SAS axiom. Therefore, AC is equal to BD CPCT. That is, the diagonals of the square are equal. Now, second, to prove AO is equal to CO and BO is equal to DO. That is, we are going to prove that the diagonals bisect each other. For this, we will take the triangles, triangle OAB and triangle OCD. Opposite sides of a square are parallel. Therefore, angle OAB is equal to angle OCD. Angle OBA is equal to angle ODC. For both the statements, they are alternate interior angles, and we know that alternate interior angles are equal in the case of parallel lines. AB is equal to CD, sides of the square. Therefore, triangle OAB is congruent to triangle OCD by ASA congruent rule. Therefore, from this we get OA is equal to OC and OB is equal to OD. Therefore, the diagonals bisect each other. Now, the third one to prove, angle AOB is equal to angle BOC is equal to angle COD equal to angle DOA equal to 90 degree. That is, we are going to prove that the diagonals intersect at right angles. In triangle AOB and triangle COB, AB is equal to CB, sides of the square. OA is equal to OC. We have already proved that O is the midpoint of AC. OB is equal to OB, common side. Therefore, triangle AOB is congruent to triangle COB by SSS congruent rule. Therefore, AC is equal to BD. Angle AOB is equal to angle COB, CPCT, we mark it as 1. AOB plus COB is equal to 180 degree. If you can see in the figure, they form linear pair. They are adjacent angles forming linear pair. So therefore, angle AOB plus angle COB is equal to 180 degree. In place of COB, we can write AOB. Why? Because we have already got it as angle AOB equal to angle COB. Both the angles are equal. So I can write it as angle AOB plus angle AOB equal to 180 degree. So 2 times angle AOB equal to 180 degree. Therefore, angle AOB is half of 180 degree, and that is equal to 90 degree. And we know that angle AOB is equal to angle COB equal to 90 degree, which just now we proved it. And we also know that vertically opposite angles are equal. So therefore, angle AOB is equal to angle COD and angle COB is equal to angle DOA, and both of them are equal to 90 degree. So therefore, we see that the diagonals of a square are equal and bisect each other at right angles. Exercise 8.1, question number 5. I have solved it here, but I am not going to explain it because it is the similar way as question number 4. You have to proceed in the same way. Okay, so I am straight away going to question number 6. And this question number 6 goes like this. Diagonal AC of a parallelogram ABCD bisects angle A. Show that it bisects angle C also. And you have to prove that ABCD is a rhombus. So they have given us the figure of the parallelogram ABCD and they have joined the diagonal AC. They have made the diagonal AC. Okay. So now in this figure, I have marked the angles. At angle A, the bisector is dividing the angle A into two equal parts and I am naming the angles as 1 and 2. And the same diagonal is dividing the angle at vertex C into two parts and I am naming it as 3 and 4. So this is done for our convenience. because if the numbers are not there, I have to write the complete name of the angle, and that becomes a little bit tedious. See, if this 1 and 2 is not marked, I have to write the complete angle's name, BAC and angle DAC. To avoid that, for our easiness, we give numbers to the angles. And when you are doing that, you have to draw the figure into your notebook. It should not happen that you mark the angles in the question paper or in the textbook and then you solve it in the paper without any figure. So then you will not get any marks for that, because when you are writing something in the proof, that has to be seen in the figure also. So we will proceed with our proof. So here AC is the bisector of angle A, and that is given to us. So therefore I can write angle 1 is equal to angle 2. I mark it as statement 1. Now it is given to me that ABCD is a parallelogram. So if it is a parallelogram, angle 1 is equal to angle 3 and angle 2 is equal to angle 4. Why? By alternate interior angles property. We know that when a transversal intersects parallel lines, then the alternate interior angles formed are equal. So here, if you see 1 and 3 are alternate interior angles, and in the same way, 2 and 4 are alternate interior angles. So they are equal. So from the first statement and the second statement, we get angle 3 is equal to angle 4. So therefore, AC is bisecting angle C also. Now from 1 and 2, we also get angle 1 equal to angle 2 equal to angle 3 and equal to angle 4. All the four angles formed here at vertex A and vertex C are equal. Therefore, when I see triangle ADC, I see that angle 2 is equal to angle 3. Therefore, that triangle ADC is an isosceles triangle. So we know that in an isosceles triangle, the sides opposite to the equal angles are equal. That is isosceles triangle theorem, both the theorem and its converse. So if angle 2 is equal to angle 3, the side opposite to angle 2 is CD and the side opposite to angle 3 is AD. So CD is equal to AD. That statement I am marking it as 3. And because the quadrilateral is a parallelogram, I get the opposite sides equal. So therefore AB is equal to CD. I mark it as 4. And BC is equal to AD. I mark it as 5. So there are 3 statements here, 3, 4 and 5. From these three statements, I get AB equal to BC equal to CD equal to DA. That is, all the four sides of the parallelogram are equal. And therefore, this parallelogram is a rhombus. Question number 9. In a parallelogram ABCD, two points P and Q are taken on diagonal BD, such that DP is equal to BQ. Show that triangle APD is congruent to triangle CQB. Second, AP is equal to CQ. Third, triangle AQB is congruent to triangle CPD. Fourth, AQ is equal to CP. And fifth one, you have to prove that APCQ is a parallelogram. So the figure is given to us. The first one, in triangle APD and CQB, AD is equal to CB. They are the opposite sides of a parallelogram. Therefore, they are equal. Angle ADP is equal to angle CBQ. They are alternate interior angles. So, they are equal. And DP is equal to BQ. That is given to us in the question itself. So therefore, triangle APD is congruent to triangle CQB by SAS axiom. So therefore, AP is equal to CQ, corresponding parts of congruent triangles. Now in triangle AQB and triangle CPD, the third question, third part in the same question. In triangle AQB and triangle CPD, AB is equal to CD, opposite sides of a parallelogram. Angle ABQ is equal to angle CDP, alternate interior angles. BQ is equal to DP, that is given to us. Therefore, triangle AQB is congruent to triangle CPD by SAS axiom. So from this we get AQ equal to CP, corresponding parts of congruent triangles. So now here we have got in the second statement AP equal to CQ, and in the fourth statement we have got AQ equal to CP. Therefore, they are the opposite sides of the quadrilateral APCQ. So we have got here the opposite, both the pairs of opposite sides of the quadrilateral APCQ are equal. Therefore, quadrilateral APCQ is a parallelogram. Question number 10. ABCD is a parallelogram and AP and CQ are perpendiculars from vertices A and C on diagonal BD as shown in the figure. Show that triangle APB is congruent to triangle CQD, and we have to also prove AP is equal to CQ. Here again we will be using the congruence method. In triangle APB and triangle CQD, AB is equal to CD, opposite sides of a parallelogram ABCD. Angle APB is equal to angle CQD equal to 90 degree, that is given to us. Angle ABP is equal to angle CDQ. They are alternate interior angles. So therefore, triangle APB is congruent to triangle CQD by AAS rule. Therefore, AP is equal to CQ because they are the corresponding parts of congruent triangle. Question 11. In triangle ABC and triangle DEF, AB equal to DE, AB is parallel to DE, BC is equal to EF, and BC is parallel to EF. Vertices A, B and C are joined to vertices D, E and F respectively. Show that quadrilateral ABED is a parallelogram, quadrilateral BEFC is a parallelogram, and we have to also prove AD is parallel to CF and AD is equal to CF. Fourth one, quadrilateral ACFT is a parallelogram, and further fifth one, AC is equal to DF, and sixth, triangle ABC is congruent to triangle DEF. Now the first thing here, they have given us AB is equal to DE and AB is parallel to DE. So therefore, the quadrilateral ABED is a parallelogram because one pair of opposite sides is parallel as well as equal. So if quadrilateral ABED is a parallelogram, then the other two sides are parallel and equal. So therefore, we get AD is equal to BE and AD is parallel to BE. We mark this as statement 1. In the same way, BC is equal to EF and BC is parallel to EF is given to us in the question. So if that is the case, then quadrilateral BEFC is a parallelogram because it also has one pair of opposite sides parallel and equal. So therefore, If it is a parallelogram, the other two sides are parallel and equal. So therefore we get CF is equal to BE and CF is parallel to BE. We mark this as statement 2. From statement 1 and statement 2, we have AD is equal to BE and AD is parallel to BE. CF is equal to BE and CF is parallel to BE. We know that things equal to the same thing are equal to one another, and lines parallel to the same line are parallel to each other. Therefore, AD is equal to CF and AD is parallel to CF. In quadrilateral ACFD, from 3, we have one pair of opposite sides equal and parallel. So therefore, quadrilateral ACFD is a parallelogram. So if it is a parallelogram, AC is equal to DF, as they are the opposite sides of a parallelogram. Now we will take the triangle ABC and DEF. AB is equal to DE, that is given to us. BC is equal to EF, given. AC is equal to DF, proved above. So therefore, triangle ABC is congruent to triangle DEF by SSS rule. Question 12. ABCD is a trapezium in which AB parallel CD and AD is equal to BC. That is, the non-parallel sides of the trapezium are equal. Show that angle A is equal to angle B, angle C is equal to angle D, and triangle ABC is congruent to triangle BAD. Diagonal AC is equal to diagonal BD. Now for this, certain constructions has to be done. Extend AB and draw a line through C parallel to AD, intersecting AB, extended at E. Proof. AD is parallel to EC by construction, and AE is parallel to DC, given. Therefore, quadrilateral ADCE is a parallelogram. Therefore, AD is equal to EC. AD is equal to BC, that is given to us, and AD is equal to EC because they are the opposite sides of the parallelogram. So from these two statements, we get EC is equal to BC. Therefore, triangle CBE is an isosceles triangle because EC is equal to BC. Therefore, angle 5 is equal to angle 6. And angle 2 is equal to angle 6 because they are the opposite angles of a parallelogram. Angle 3 plus angle 6 is equal to 180 degree. They are the co-interior angles, and we know that co-interior angles are supplementary. Angle 4 plus angle 5 is equal to 180 degree. They form linear pair. So therefore, by linear pair axiom, 4 plus 5 is equal to 180 degree. So from these two equations, we get angle 3 plus angle 6 is equal to angle 4 plus angle 5. Because both the RHS is 180 degree. In both the equations, the RHS is 180 degree. So therefore, the LHS will be equal. So angle 3 plus angle 6 is equal to angle 4 plus angle 5. Angle 6 and angle 5 can be cancelled because they are equal. They are the angles of the isosceles triangle. So therefore, we get angle 3 is equal to angle 4, that is angle A is equal to angle B in the trapezium. Now for the second proof, that is to prove that angle C is equal to angle D, we will be going in this way. Angle 2 is equal to angle 6. They are the opposite angles of the parallelogram. Angle 5 is equal to angle 6. They are the base angles of the isosceles triangle. So therefore, from these two statements we get angle 2 is equal to angle 5. But when we see the figure, angle 5 is equal to angle 1. They are the alternate interior angles. They are the alternate interior angles. So angle 5 is equal to angle 1. And earlier we have got angle 2 is equal to angle 5. So from these two statements we get angle 1 is equal to angle 2. That is, angle C is equal to angle D in the trapezium ABCD. Now for the third proof, triangle ABC and triangle BAD. AB is equal to BA, common side. Angle 4 is equal to angle 3, proved above. And BC is equal to AD, that is given to us. So therefore, triangle ABC is congruent to triangle BAD by SAS axiom. Therefore, AC is equal to BD, corresponding parts of congruent triangles. Therefore, diagonal AC is equal to diagonal BD.